There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
7:46 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is joining us right now from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Good morning, Mary Kay.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. We were talking a little bit earlier on the show, and you would know better than us. You know, Jameis Winston is going to start down due to the injury, and also Ken Dorsey is going to make the play calls for the offense. Does this make the Cleveland Browns offense any more dangerous than it was before?
That's a great question. We will see. I think there are other factors involved here, too. Nick Chubb came back last week, so I think that will help them. He'll be another week out, so he should help. They'll probably try to run the ball a little bit, although we all know about the Ravens' vaunted run defense. Some of the receivers are going to have to step up and make some big plays. That's been an issue this season. You know that Amari Cooper is gone now. He's with the Bills, so that was their number one receiver. Jameis is going to have to try to run an offense that's been extremely dysfunctional this whole entire season. And a lot of the reason for that is because the offensive line just has not played well at all this whole season. So there are many, many problems, and I'm just not really sure if one quarterback and even one new play caller is going to be enough to fix them.
Do you have any idea before the season started? We all thought the Browns had a really good roster. Didn't know Watson was going to be this bad. But I'm kind of shocked at how awful this football team is. I thought they'd be competing for the division title.
I think everyone is shocked, and I 100% felt that they would be competing for the division title. Now, they did go into the season having the toughest record in the NFL, but they haven't even really gotten into the heart of the toughest part of their record yet. So they came through the sort of easier stretch 1-6, and that is really incredibly disappointing for Browns fans, for the Browns themselves, and it's been, I would say, a shocking start to the season. Just nothing worked right, especially on offense, and it's just been hard to believe that here we are at 1-6 with pretty much nothing to play for the rest of the season. No one saw this coming.
So I want to ask you about Nick Chubb, because I was watching when he got in the end zone and seeing how the crowd reacted and everyone reacted. I thought it was such a cool moment. He's, you know, when he's healthy, he's one of the best runners of the football in the league, period. Did you see anything from him that would say that maybe he's a step slower or anything like that? Or do you think he's a full go and he looked like himself in this last game?
Well, he didn't look 100% like himself, but I did ask him yesterday, did you get confidence going out there your first time after your second major, major knee reconstruction and feel like you are going to be yourself one of these days? And he said yes. He needed to get out there. He needed to get tackled, get hit, you know, feel that contact, so he could go out there and start to look like the Nick Chubb that he has always been. And he believes that that player is still there.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us, Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, Kevin Stefanski, is his job safe right now, or is that to be determined based on how this team finishes?
You know, I just don't know if anybody's job is safe when you are at 1-6 and you were supposed to contend for a Super Bowl that season. I think that they will be searching for answers in the offseason, maybe even before that. It's really hard to say. Giving up play calling yesterday, I thought was very interesting. The timing to me was kind of curious. Jimmy Haslam is not a patient man, but having said that, he loves the fact that he finally hit upon what he thought was alignment in the organization with Paul DePodesta and Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. He just extended the contracts of Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, so you would think that those guys are safe. But when you're dealing with Jimmy Haslam, who expects to put a winning product on the field, I guess you can never say never.
I tell you, he's on the hook for $46 million for the next 2 years. I don't think they should be booing him instead of the players. Anyway, Cleveland's running defense is not great. Kind of middle of the pack, 126 yards a game. How do you see them stacking up against the Ravens offense between Lamar and Derrick Henry, who may have a 2,000-yard season?
I think it's going to be really tough for this Browns defense. They're going to have to dig deep, and they're going to have to find it within themselves to want to tackle, because in the first few games of the season, they were tackling horribly. It's gotten somewhat better, but they haven't run up against a Lamar or a Derrick Henry yet. So I think it could be a long afternoon on the lakefront. And another factor going on is that some of these players are still angry at Browns fans for cheering Deshaun Watson while he was down on the field. I'm trying to get a handle on that story. Because they're not going out there necessarily with great, great feelings, every single one of them, about Browns fans right now. And I think that could be a little bit of a factor, even if just sort of subconsciously.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Hey, Mary, as you start to look at the way this division shapes up, I said at the beginning of the season, I thought the Browns had the best roster outside of quarterback until we see what Deshaun Watson looked like. Cincinnati starts off slow. Are you surprised at what you're seeing from the Ravens and Steelers at all?
Yes. Well, not the Ravens. I knew the Ravens were going to be the Ravens. So that one doesn't surprise me. But the Steelers, for them to be where they're at right now, it's pretty remarkable. They never seem to have to do a full rebuild. They can recover from a quarterback mistake. They have done so. And for them to be where they're at right now, I think it's remarkable. And it just speaks to, I think, both of the organizations from top to bottom and just how good they are.
There she is, Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, tell folks how to follow you on social media.
At Mary Kay Cabot, just kind of how it sounds.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.